This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one question about that great nation statement. I don't think it's questionable, really, that it's true. But even if it's not true, is it helpful? Is it useful? Does national self-esteem, you should pardon the expression, matter? There is a terrific column that appeared in the Wall Street Journal on Friday. And we talked about it on Friday, and I wanted very much to speak to Frank Buckley, who wrote the column. He is a very prominent commentator and a foundation professor at the Antonin Scalia Law School of George Mason University. He's also been a frequent guest all over mass media, and he's a senior editor at the American Spectator. Congratulations on the column, and it's great to speak to you again, Frank.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what a pleasure. Let me ask you first, let me read near the conclusion of your column, and I think every American should hear this. What you say is that we've had a whole year in which we've been told how nasty America is. The CRT, critical race theory message, has gone mainstream with a daily drumbeat about everything that might be discreditable about our country. It hasn't made anyone a better person. By any measure, including crime, suicides, and loss of friendships, we're worse off. Why does the running down of America have that impact on the way each of us lives our daily lives?
Well, that's a complicated question, but think of it in terms of your relations with your neighbors. Formerly, it didn't matter who they voted for, only now it does, kind of. And, you know, my local newspaper, The Washington Post, asks us to rat out each other if we have the wrong feelings about one thing or another, and that's completely corrosive of every human instinct that we might have, and you know, any sense of solidarity with each other, and you know, the result is loneliness, and it's also corrosive of, you know, the instinct to look after each other. I mean, we've got a generous welfare system, thank God, okay? But that's based on the idea that Americans, fellow Americans, count for more than people in other countries. Because if you don't believe that, you know, what's the point? I mean, we don't have a duty to prop up the Albanians, right? We have a duty to help Americans in need. That's because they're fellow Americans. So, you know, at the heart of this is a sense of fraternity with other people in this country. And if that weakens, gosh, that just means bad things for the country, and I think bad things for each of us individually. I mean, we kind of preen in our sense of virtue and enjoy a sense of justified hatred about other people. There can't be anything good about that.
No, and especially when that those things that you use to justify the white burning hatred, and that you use to justify the negativity about the country itself, also lead to pessimism about your prospects and about the prospects in the country in which you're invested. Have you heard people, because I have, talk seriously about leaving America because of our current political turmoil, and basically because of the idea the country is a guilty, horrible, wretched place?
Well, I know one person who's taken out dual citizenship somewhere else. I have heard people talk about secession. I wrote a book about the subject, only by way of saying, hey, it's more feasible than you think, and you should worry about this. All of that's in the upswing, and that's not a healthy sign for any society. You know, it's kind of like a bad marriage, right? Where it's not a matter of logic. It's not a matter of reasonableness. I mean, if you're in a fight with your spouse, you know, saying just be reasonable, that's not going to win your argument, right? There are things, psychological issues here that are more basic than anything else. And as Dido in the Aeneid realized, there are no limits to the things of the heart.
So those things of the heart, what is going to be most useful moving forward to break this, as you put it, the daily drumbeat of negativity about America? How do we move away from that?
Well, I think to start with, a certain amount of negativity isn't always a bad thing. It's just the truth about your country. I mean, I walked into the African American Museum in D.C. when it opened about 5 years ago, and I was blown away because, you know, this was the history of America that I had learned in Canada, right? It was all about slavery. And finally, I thought, oh, somebody's getting it. I mean, this can't be bad. So, you know, learn it, accept it. It's sort of part of our history. And then get over it, right? I mean, move on, right? You don't allow that, a bad incident or a bad moment in history, to poison everything, right? And sometimes, you know, even a degree of amnesia doesn't hurt, right? I mean, love of country involves love of the good things about the country and a willingness to make the country better, right? You should desire better things for your country, and that involves a recognition of problems. But that's not the only thing. It's the problem wasn't the recognition of the problematical areas in our history. The problem was when that crowds out everything else.
And there's a sense of it's insoluble, it's unforgivable, it's permanent. There was an event over the weekend, I don't know if you heard about it, in Franklin, Tennessee. Did you hear about this new statue that was put up right across the public square from the Confederate statue that had been put up in 1899?
Didn't hear about it.
This is such a great story, and I'll be speaking with folks about it later, but there's a Confederate statue that's called Chip. It's on a big pillar because when it was set up, the little hat had been chipped off. Been there since 1899, and some of the leaders, church leaders, in the black community in Franklin, Tennessee, had said, look, oh, there's a law in Tennessee against taking down any statues in localities. And they said, how about instead of taking down a statue, we put up a comparable statue that we will fund honoring those former slaves, the black people, and 183,000 of them who served in the Union Army and fought for their own freedom and for the freedom of others and for the dream of a united America. And everybody seemed to go for it. They had hundreds of people there, and it's black and white, and people singing together and honoring together a really inspiring statue showing one of those black freedom-fighting soldiers. Nice idea?
Great idea. I love it. That's exactly right. Right?
Yeah.
Frankly, you know, a lot of those statues, we didn't have to get rid of them, but new statues out honoring other people? Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's
and they're not. Look, the inscription on the base of Chip of the Confederate statue speaks very positively, unfortunately, about the Confederacy itself. But again, allowing that to survive as a relic of history while rescuing the history that most people don't know about the black people who fought for freedom, all positive. It's also all positive. Frank Buckley's new book is called Curiosity, and it's curiously entertaining. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, in order to get a clear perspective of all of the historical issues that come up all the time these days and that are going to be a major issue in the election of 2021, 2022, and probably 2024 as well. You can get a better perspective by becoming a Medhead Plus member, which gives you access to any of our history programs. and there are a bunch of them. They're nearly 100, and you can get them for free as a MedHead Plus member to download anytime you want. It's all commercial free, of course, and you can get them at michaelmedved.com at the grand and glorious cost of 22 cents a day. This is continuing our introductory service of MedHead Plus. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Gives you access to this show, streaming anytime you want, 24/7, commercial-free, and all of our MedVed history programs. Okay, one of the history programs was actually put on over the weekend, and I was mentioning it to Frank Buckley, and it's just astonishing. And this Saturday, there were hundreds of people who gathered at the unveiling and dedication of a United States Colored Troop statue in Franklin, Tennessee. And here is the story, is written by Jamie McGee in the New York Times. For decades, Jamie writes, when Hewitt Sawyers drove past the monument of the Confederate soldier standing tall in his city's public square, he felt the weight of slavery's long shadow. Mr. Sawyers, who's 73, and he's a pastor, had attended a segregated school in Franklin, about 20 miles south of Nashville. He read from torn books that were passed down from the local white high school. The courthouse offered a colored water fountain, and the movie theater did not welcome him or other black people on the lower floor, had to sit in the balcony. As Confederate monuments across the South began to come down after a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, he wanted the 37-foot local statue known as Chip gone too. Mr. Sawyers and like-minded residents didn't get the statue removed, but they have come up with a provocative response to it. A new bronze statue in Franklin's public square depicting a life-size soldier from the U.S. colored troops, largely black regiments that were recruited for the U.S. Army during the Civil War. The new monument, which was unveiled Saturday before a crowd of hundreds, and five recently added markers, tell the story of the market house where enslaved peoples were auctioned and the role that local black men played in fighting for their freedom. Dubbed the Fuller Story, the four-year project led by Mr. Sawyers and three other local residents expanded the narrative of why and how the war was fought. Quote, here is a black man who was enslaved, who gave his life to go out to help others find freedom. Mr. Sawyer said, to be standing here now in the face of the statue and that represents enslaving those people, and to know that because he was willing to do that, he won. We won. What a powerful message. What a powerful message indeed, that the Fuller Story Project gained unanimous approval from the city officials, marks a significant evolution on how the community commemorates the Civil War. It was long overdue, and to tell people not just that the U.S. Colored Troops story, but this very impactful story of the black experience during the war, said Eric Jacobson, a local historian who worked on the project. A lot of people just didn't know about it. Dana McClendon, a city alderman for 24 years, called it probably the single most important thing we've ever done. The effort began in 2017 in response to Charlottesville, and the proposal was met with death threats originally when they talked about removing the local monument, and it was also forbidden by Tennessee law. Confederate monuments had been there since 1899. It was installed by the United Daughters of the Confederacy, with the figure's hat chipped in the process, creating its enduring nickname, Chip. The 2013 state law had imposed new restrictions on removing memorials. But this was adding, not subtracting. And by the way, a lot of people may not be familiar yet with the motion picture Glory, which is a great film which tells the story of some of the black troops who fought at Fortress Monroe in the war. It's with Morgan Freeman and Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick. And they point out in this article in the New York Times that there are other monuments placed separately in different places around the country to some of the black fighters who, for instance, there's at Boston Common, right by the Boston Gardens. They have the public gardens in Boston on the Commons. They have a statue by Augustus St. Gaudens showing Colonel Robert Gould Shaw and the 42nd Massachusetts Volunteers, all black troops. Idiotically, some of the Black Lives Matter people wanted that to be taken away or hidden. Why? Because it showed the black people as enlisted men, they were, and their colonel, Robert Gould Shaw, was a white volunteer. He died in combat fighting with his black troops. And the fact that he did that, I guess, wasn't impressive enough in the story of heroism that really is behind it. And one of the people who was there named Claire Williamson, Chris Williams, pardon me, a pastor in Franklin, who also led the effort, he said, "I've seen a whole lot of Confederate statues in my day," he said, "but I have never seen a statue of a United States colored troops soldier in person." Well, now it's there. And it's profoundly wonderful if Americans with different backgrounds, maybe even different views, can actually come together looking at a history that isn't just painful, it is sometimes, but is overwhelmingly and enduringly heroic. We will be right back with something maybe a little bit less heroic in the classroom that has led to a teacher's, well, it's actually led to her being suspended. We'll see what happens. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA advisory board is meeting on Tuesday to consider Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The panel is evaluating Pfizer's request to allow the shots for 28 million younger kids. The CDC set to weigh in next, and hopefully they will have a decision by the start of next week. Texas troopers are gearing up for another surge of migrants as a caravan of nearly 3,000 from Central and South America is heading for the United States. Thomas Feely is a former director of the ICE agency in New York. He says the border is wide open.
As long as the door remains open, they'll continue to come. And what's really shocking about this caravan is they're already demonstrating that they don't obey the laws of where they're currently at, so there's no expectation that they'll obey our laws when they get here.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, California became recently the first state to require an ethnic studies class to graduate high school. Now, Jose Medina is a Democratic assemblyman in Riverside who authored that bill, and he's very upset now that even with ethnic studies just being required beginning the first of the month, one way that one school approached that, or at least one teacher at one school, didn't work that well. Here's the story. A Southern California high school's teacher has been placed on leave, suspended, in other words, after a viral video posted last week showed her wearing some feathers in her hair while chanting and dancing in a Native American style. Now, she was a math teacher. I don't know if she will continue as a math teacher. Her career might be in jeopardy. And I understand. I actually, during the time that I was teaching 7th and 8th grade, one of the subjects that I attempted to teach and was very bad at was science. And math is even tougher to keep kids interested in. I had no problem at all keeping their interest in history, even English. But, okay, this woman was teaching high school. She's teaching trigonometry. And you can see she has a bunch of figures on the board, and she's trying to keep their attention. And then she decides she's going to keep their attention by chanting a mnemonic she was trying to use for people to remember a trigonometry principle. The mnemonic is SOHCAHTOA. SOHCAHTOA. And so she got up in front of the class, she put the feathers in her hair, and she began doing tomahawk chops, and she sounded like this.
So, Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola.
And they woke up, and one of the teachers, this was posted this way. Yesterday, a Native American student filmed this video in his math class. After several minutes of the teacher war whooping and tomahawk chopping, the student began filming her because, quote, he felt that violence was being committed against him. And the school district had issued a statement after the video went viral. These behaviors are completely unacceptable and an offensive depiction of the vast and expansive Native American cultures and practices. The assemblyman who had introduced the ethnic studies requirement, who, again, his name is Jose Medina, Democrat, of course, he said it is damaging and disheartening to see Native American and indigenous culture represented in such a trite and insensitive way. Medina and the other members said in a statement, the news outlet reported, this is not an isolated incident, as such teaching practices have been used across the nation. I doubt it. It is time that we stop this behavior. I'm sure they don't want you to see the actual video of this, but this lady is very energized. She is jumping up and down. I don't think she said anything about Native Americans. She did put the feathers in her hair. And certainly people would help remember Sokotoa. I'm not sure what the mnemonic in trigonometry means. I hope her career isn't ruined. She seemed good-humored and not ill-intentioned about this, but cultural appropriation and all that. Now, there's a much better story about schools, and it's down in Louisiana. And this story involves a group, new group, called Dads on Duty, which shows that, hey, Terry McAuliffe, when parents get involved with schools, it helps the schools. It doesn't hurt them. Listen to the story about how these dads, a group of dads called Dads on Duty, dealt with violence at a high school in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is clip 3A.
Not many good news stories begin in such a bad news way. It happened last month here at Southwood High School in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Plagued with violence.
Over the course of 3 days,
another fight.
23 students arrested for fighting.
Massive police response.
But strangely, there hasn't been another incident since. Perhaps in part because of this most unusual crisis intervention team.
Nobody here has a degree in school counseling.
No.
No majors in criminal justice.
No.
Your qualifications are?
Dad. We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are who? For us.
What we do.
So Michael Lafitte started Dads on Duty.
We're out doing what we do for our babies.
A group of about 40 Southwood dads who now hang out at the school in shifts.
Let's go.
Today, any negative energy that enters the building has to run a gauntlet of good parenting.
And this is the way the students respond. Listen.
I immediately felt a form of safety.
We stopped fighting. People started going to class.
How could that be?
You ever heard of a look?
A look? Dads have the power to do that?
Yes. Not many people know it, but yes.
Let's go, let's go.
But it's not just the firm stares and stern warnings.
Let's make it to class, my son.
It's also the dad jokes.
They just make funny jokes like, oh, hey, your suit is untied, but it's really not untied.
They hate it. They're so embarrassed by it.
And it's that perfect mix of tough love and gentle ribbing that dads do so well that has helped transform this school.
The school has really just been, like, happy, and you can feel it.
Which is why the dads plan to keep coming to Southwood indefinitely.
Because not everybody has
the father figure
at home.
Or a male, period, in their life.
So just to be here makes a big difference.
Do you think you stumbled onto something here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have a good morning.
They'd like to start chapters of Dads on Duty throughout Louisiana.
What's up, baby boy?
And hope to eventually take on the country.
All right.
Without a fight.
Beautiful story. People think the worst of America. And again, if you look at these dads, you're talking salt of the earth, exactly what our country needs, is maybe a little bit of fatherly, devoted attention from people to help keep order and move in the right direction. Well, bless the dads on duty in Shreveport, Louisiana. When we come back, what about the duty of actually trying to bring some positive energy and maybe a little bit less fighting and a little less negativity to the Congress of the United States? Joe Manchin has another proposition, and some of the progressives in his party may not like it. We'll get to that. Plus, why is Andrew Yang exactly leaving the Democratic Party? And what about Chris Christie and his vision for the upcoming, not the election of 2022, but of 2024? We will get to all of that with your calls, 1-800-955-1776. And for Dads on Duty, again, I do hope that to the extent that he can, Glenn Young can pounce us on that, because it really does show. Hey, Terry McCullough, it's good for parents to be involved in their kids' education, not a negative. We'll be right back on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just something to let you know about, which is an opportunity, and it's a local opportunity. It is the first of four classes beginning tonight. The classes are about outsmarting anti-Semitism, and the classes begin tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:30 to 9 p.m., actually, and then it's three Monday nights after that, and the classes are available both online and in person, depending on how you want to do it. For information for the class Rise Above the Hate, Outsmarting Anti-Semitism, it's called, you can go to ChabadMercerIsland.org. That's C-H-A-B-A-D, Mercer Island, all one word, .org, and then /JLI. That's Jewish Learning Institute. And by the way, these are accredited courses with continuing education credits for physicians, psychologists, and attorneys. And it's going to be fascinating stuff. In any event, for further information about this series of classes beginning tonight, you can go to ChabadMercerIsland.org. C-H-A-B-A-D MercerIsland.org. All right. Joe Manchin won't be there. Can't promise that. But, the one thing that is sort of funny about this guy, I mean, think about it. Those of us who are political junkies, we knew who Joe Manchin was. I mean, he was governor of West Virginia, a longtime senator from West Virginia. But do you think typical Americans knew who Joe Manchin was? Now everybody knows who he is. And he's enjoying his moment, basically controlling the government, because his one vote, I guess he drags Kristen Sinema along with him, but his one vote makes a very big difference about the future of the country, and he is actually sounding pretty clear-thinking and conservative, frankly. This is Joe Manchin intercepted by reporters, and talking about, no, he really doesn't want to go deep, deep, deep into the red. For him, he's saying $1.5 trillion is enough. Listen.
If we're not being fiscally responsible, that's really concerning. Let me make one statement to you all. The best way to know who I am, and I've always been politically, in my political life, I've always said that I believe that government should be your best partner, but it shouldn't be your provider.
1.75 too much for a top line. 1.75 too much.
I'm still 1.5, guys.
I'm still 1.5, guys. But, of course, I love that. I've talked to you before about a billboard that used to be in Orange County, California. It had a picture of Uncle Sam, and it said, he's your uncle, not your dad. But I love that that Joe Manchin version of it, where he says very clearly, I want to be your partner, not your provider. Well, that's exactly right.
And as long as he is sticking to that, I think he will have a lot of support from the middle of the political spectrum, where actually the president and the Democrats, if they want to hold on to anything, need a lot of help. There's been a lot of discussion, even from other senators, about Joe Manchin switching his registration and going over to be an independent or to be even a Republican, leaving the Democratic Party because he is really kind of a lonely voice in the Democratic Party with a few echoes from Kyrsten Sinema. His reaction to that was he said a country word, the BS word or phrase. And no, he's not doing that. He's sticking with the Democrats. And this, by the way, illustrates a very powerful message that Republicans and Democrats, people ought to really take home, which is if you want to influence a party, you don't leave it. You don't say, oh, I want the Republican Party to be different, therefore I'm going to leave the Republican Party. You stay in it and you fight. And you fight for the stuff you believe in. You do that if you're a Democrat, too. If you think the Democrats are just plumb crazy, then you can do a great deal to influence your party if you're in a position of some kind of respect or authority or influence at all. You can do a great deal to influence its direction by staying with it. And speaking about staying with it, I was touched by Neil Cavuto, who we had mentioned before that he was dealing with COVID after a whole range of other health problems. And this is what he sounded like in his first Fox News appearance since he contracted the COVID virus. This is clip two.
I feel very strongly, and I know we live in this hyper, you know, politicized age, that people get vaccinated. I know, you know, a lot of people say that's a private decision. I get that. I appreciate that. But I'd like to urge people of all sorts, please get vaccinated. This situation, for me, being immunocompromised, half the cases that we're hearing on the breakthrough front are among the immunocompromised. People like me who've had, you know, and have multiple sclerosis or prior heart situation or cancer. There are many like that all around us, and mine is not a secret at Fox, but there are plenty of people working around you, Howie, and at Fox and all types of business environments who are susceptible to this sort of thing. You can help them out a lot. If whatever your views on Band-Aids, and I get that, no one likes to be ordered to, but in the end, if you can get vaccinated and think of someone else and think of what that could mean to them and their survivability from something like this, we'll all be better off.
I think that should carry some weight, and Godspeed, and God willing, he will return to good health, or at least health that allows him to continue his important voice in the broadcast media. Also, some fairly encouraging news, but it will undoubtedly provoke all sorts of controversy depending upon how it is handled by people in the government. The former commissioner, Republican, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, commissioner of FDA, Food and Drug Administration, says we could have a very quick turnaround in terms of the new COVID vaccines that will be made available to children. I mean, really children, not just young people, but kids between the ages of 5 and 11 who've been very hard hit by this Delta variant. Listen, this is clip 6.
And so the idea is to try to get it into pediatricians' offices because we know that, you know, getting children vaccinated is a much more consultative endeavor. Parents are going to want to talk to their own pediatrician about that. And so you want the vaccine to be delivered at those sites. You don't want children to have to go to mass vaccination sites or even necessarily a pharmacy. You want them to be able to go into the comfort of their own pediatrician's office. So the administration has been behind that. The company has been behind that. That's been the plan all along. Once, if Pfizer does get the authorization on Tuesday from FDA, even before the CDC votes at the CDC on this on November 2nd and 3rd, they'll start to ship it into the supply chain. So it will be available for use once there's a hopefully positive vote from CDC. So it could be as early as November 4th and 5th that you can go into some locations and get your child vaccinated.
Okay, and again, should that generate anything other than a consultation with people you trust, and presumably you do trust your own doctor, otherwise why is he your own doctor? You trust your child's doctor. And what I do hope is that the people who are putting this forward can treat it with enough respect for people in America who still are afraid of the vaccine or have doubts about it, that we do get millions and truly millions of young Americans this extra level of protection that can save a great deal of suffering. Speaking about saving suffering, America can save itself a lot of suffering by avoiding some of the mistakes of Europe over the last 50 years or more. And there's a new book about it. It's very provocative. It's called Eurotrash. And it basically says why America must reject the failed ideas of a dying continent. It's by David Harsanyi, who has been on this show many times before. He's a provocative columnist for National Review and very much involved with the shaping conservative thinking. One of the things you always hear is, oh, the medical care and the education system and everything is so much better in Europe. Is it really? Should we be looking across the Atlantic for guidance and how to reshape our country? Or should they be taking a little bit of inspiration, particularly in terms of assimilation and national unity and some pride in country, some inspiration from what remains this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.